With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For President Biden, there's a lot riding on tonight's State of the Union speech. His poll numbers are at historic lows, and more than 6 in 10 Americans harbor serious doubts about the 81-year-old president's ability to handle the job. The speech also comes as illegal immigration is top of mind among many Americans, including Iowa Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson.
I certainly hope he addresses the actual border crisis that he created. This is the power that he has as through executive order to be able to address this, and he up until now has not. His policies have actually made our country less safe.
House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts Mr. Biden will proclaim the State of the Union is strong when Johnson says everybody knows it's actually in decline. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill that provides legal protection to IVF providers in the state. Also at SRNnews.com, with violent crime skyrocketing in New York City's subways.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Philadelphia police searching for the gunman who opened fire on a group of high schoolers waiting to board a city bus yesterday. 8 teens injured, 2 of them critically wounded. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 4 points. NASDAQ futures up 45. This is SRN News. It's victory for Christian health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and healthcare providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Russian court has sentenced 9 Jehovah's Witnesses to lengthy prison terms after being convicted of taking part in extremism. A spokesman for the group says the charges were brought against the men based on secret audio recordings of worship services. The men, many of whom already spent more than 2 years in pre-trial detention, received prison terms ranging from 3 to 7 years. This is SRN News. The feds say ground cinnamon sold in some discount stores is tainted with high levels of lead.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a safety alert on Wednesday about the products. They include cinnamon sold at the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores, among others. The cinnamon contains lead at levels that could be unsafe for people, particularly children, with prolonged exposure to the spice. Consumers should not buy the products and should throw away any containers they have at home. FDA officials launched what they called a targeted survey of cinnamon products after a recall of lead-tainted cinnamon applesauce pouches sickened nearly 500 children. Keith Peters reporting.
The man who shot and killed 18 people in Maine last year had significant evidence of traumatic brain injuries, according to a brain tissue analysis by Boston University researchers. The result of the analysis released by the family of Robert Card. More details at SRNnews.com.